Session 528, Chapter 3, Verse 195.
فاستجاب لهم ربهم أني لا أضيع عمل عامل منكم من ذكر أو أنثى بعضكم من بعض فالذين هاجروا وأخرجوا من ديارهم وأوذوا في سبيلي وقاتلوا وقتلوا لأكفرن عنهم سيئاتهم ولأدخلنهم جنات تجري من تحتها الأنهار ثوابا من عند الله والله عنده حسن الثواب.
And thus does their Lord answer them, I will not let the deeds of any doer among you go to waste, male or female. You are all one from the other. Those who migrated and were expelled from their homes and were tormented in my way, and those who fought and were killed, I will surely absolve them of their misdeeds, and I will admit them into gardens with streams running in them as a reward from God, and God with him are the best of rewards. Chapter 3, verse 195. The believers who remember the Lord, whether standing, sitting, or laying on their sides, who reflect on the magnificent creation of the heavens and earth, turn to him in a beautiful supplication. Our Lord, you have not created this without purpose. Glory be to you. So safeguard us from the punishment of the fire. Our Lord, those you cast into the fire, you have indeed disgraced. The unjust will have no helpers. Our Lord, we have heard someone calling us to faith. Believe in your Lord, and we have believed. Our Lord, forgive us our sins, wipe out our bad deeds, and grant that we join the righteous when we die. O Lord, grant us what you have promised us through your messengers. Do not disgrace us on the day of resurrection. Indeed, you never break your promise. Allah praises the believers and says in response, I will not let the deeds of any doer among you go to waste, male or female. You are all one from the other. Take note that Allah, the All-Wise, did not say, your supplication has been answered. Instead, he said that your deeds will be accepted and will not go to waste. Why? Because he wants you to know that action is key. Faith is not the mere words you say. You have to validate them with actions. Remembering God and reflecting upon the magnificent creation does not suffice if you do not follow his teachings. Do not use words as an excuse for lack of action. Likewise, do not allow being too busy to distract you from remembering your Lord. The verse continues, Those who migrated and were expelled from their homes and were tormented in my way, and those who fought and were killed, I will surely absolve them of their misdeeds, and I will admit them into gardens. Migration is a voluntary act, but it is a difficult one. It involves leaving the comforts of home, the tranquility of family, and the safety of your community. It becomes an even more significant burden if you are forced to leave because the enemy is threatening your safety. Those who endure harm, fight back, and risk wealth and life for God's sake will have their slate wiped clean of any misdeed by the Almighty. Then he will grant them paradise. Isn't that the best of rewards? Allah highlights for us the spiritual ideal. People are usually preoccupied with their families, possessions, jobs, and community. Everyone is keen on preserving their lives. A believer reaches the spiritual ideal when he or she sacrifices everything to hold firm to God's word and elevate it on earth. Why? Because such actions show that the believer does not stop at himself, but strives in the cause of God for the sake of spreading the meaning and beauty of life to others. This selfless act shows how the true believer loves for others what he or she loves for themselves. This ayah gives us a clear vision. Thoughts alone are not enough. Words alone are not sufficient. If someone tells you, "My faith is good and my heart is pure," don't question me about formalities such as prayers. We respond that God does not need that from you. He created you and tasked you to be his successor on earth and wants you to make the universe a better place through your actions. And of all human actions, establishing God's teachings on earth is the best and most virtuous. Why? Because God's teachings establish existence, maintain its beauty, and put humanity in harmony with the universe.
The messenger said, "My Lord, my people treat this Quran as something to be ignored." Chapter 25, verse 30. Do not abandon God's book. Please take a moment to subscribe and to share with your family and friends. Visit us at www.QuranGarden.com.